Hello, welcome to the story putting Grace to bed tonight. This is the story of the first time that Rebel ever got a toothache. And this is a special story for my daughter, which I'm telling her while I'm getting her to go off to sleep tonight on Monday night. Okay, Grace. A long time ago, as you know, I had a little dog called Rebel. Mm-hmm. And like all other little dogs, Rebel had teeth, just like me and just like you. And when he was very small, he never had any trouble with his teeth. They were lovely and white, and they were able to bite every bone that I gave him to eat. He was able to use them to bite carrots,
and
potatoes,
and
onions,
and people.
He never bit any people. My dog was a really good dog,
but he could bite burglars.
He could bite burglars, yes. Now, that's
bite them by the leg
and chase them out of the house.
Yep.
Yeah, but now, I'll tell you another night, I'll tell you about the story when he caught some burglars, right? But tonight's story is the story about the first time he ever got a pain in his tooth. He was 2 years old and he was playing in the garden and he found an old bone, one that had been left by another dog, and he started to bite it. And a bit of his tooth broke off. A small, tiny bit of his tooth broke off. And do you know what he did? He did absolutely nothing. He just carried on playing. He paid no attention to his damaged tooth. And he forgot all about it. Then about...
Daddy!
Yes?
Wait.
What?
I see something on your glasses. It must be dirt.
It is dirt, but I'll tell you what. I don't need to see very well now. I'll carry on with the story about the dog with the bit broken off his tooth. Right? Rebel didn't tell me about his tooth problem. He didn't pay any attention to it at all. He just carried on eating other bones, playing around the place, doing all the usual things he did. He even played football with me while he had a bit of his tooth missing. After about a week, Rebel noticed a very strange feeling in his mouth. It wasn't the usual feeling, and he didn't like it at all. He began to feel a little bit funny. Then he realized that his tooth was hurting him. He came over to me, and he actually bit me. He bit me in the leg. Very gently, but I knew it was a bite. And he was not wagging his tail. In fact, he looked very miserable. And I bent down to him and I said, Rebel, what's the matter? And he did nothing except he opened his mouth. And then I could see. There was a problem. Immediately, do you know what I did?
What?
I ran back into the house. And I ran up to my daddy and I said, Daddy, 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 we've got to do something. There is something the matter with Rebel. We have got to take him to the vet. Pardon? Said my father. You think we have to take Rebel to the vet? Yes, we do. So we did. We took Rebel to the vet. And poor old Rebel didn't even bark when he went to the vet. He was actually feeling a bit miserable. He went in and the vet took one look at him and they said, there's something wrong with that dog. Come over here, my lovely dog. And he patted him right on the head and gave him a big scratch. Rebel was so fed up, he kept very quiet. The vet opened his mouth and he immediately saw that there was a piece of Rebel's tooth broken off. He said, that's terrible. I'll have to fix that. So he took Rebel, put him down in a special chair,